You're here for only three concerts, Germany, that's the last one. Mm-hmm. Why don't you come over here more often?
Well, you know, I just go where my managers tell me to go. I really don't have much say. I mean, I do have say if I wanted it, but I don't take that opportunity to exercise my power. You know, I just go where I'm told, and you know, Germany, that's one of the places we play more than we play other places. But didn't we just played some gigs in Germany a few months ago, so you can't say it's only three. We also played Berlin and a couple other places just a few months ago. So like 3 months ago. So yeah, so we love Germany, you know. I especially love Germany.
What's the thing where you use your power? If you say touring is not?
I'm just saying that's a power that I could have, but I don't use. But obviously, but not a subject I want to discuss.
On the new album, you wrote a lot of more tunes. Uh-huh. I read. Why? And why not earlier?
I will say that. Never mind. What?
I read that you wrote a lot of stuff for mm-hmm. Stadium Arcadium.
Yeah.
But on the albums before, you didn't do that much.
You know, they've said that to me on every album that I've ever made. When we made Blood Sugar, they said, now you're writing a lot. You didn't write much on Mother's Milk. Then that was the only time it was true. Ever since then, Flea and I write half and half all the music. He writes half, I write half. Sometimes I write a little more. But we don't try to figure out who writes more than the other one, because it's pretty much equal, you know. Anthony writes the vocals, but it's fun. It's so fun. You're the first person who said it about Stadium Arcadium, because most people know that I have a lot to do with the writing of By the Way, but people said it about Californication, that I had written more than on Blood Sugar, and on By the Way that I'd written more than Californication, and it's just, it's never true. I've had a lot to do with all the albums since Blood Sugar. I write at least half the music.
So does your sound come through on Stadium Arcadium more, or where do I get the impression from? What do you think?
I think you get the impression from, there's a lot of attention drawn to me because I play a lot of guitar solos. And on the other albums, I was into doing a more subtle kind of guitar playing. And it was just a stylistic choice, you know, where I liked simple guitar playing, or like on By the Way, I liked chords that emphasized a certain type of harmonic structure. And on Stadium, I'm into soloing and wah-wah pedals and feedback and distortion, and that people's ear gravitates towards that. So it sounds like it's more me than other albums have been, but it's really more just that, in a certain way, I'm unleashing more of my energy on this one. Like on the other albums, maybe like I always put a lot of energy into our shows, you know, when we'd be touring for an album. But on albums, a lot of the time it was more thoughtful and more trying to come up with an interesting style of music, you know, whereas now it was just like solo, you know, feedback, you know, let the guitar scream and play fast and stuff like that. So that was just like, that was just the style that I happened to think of this time. Who knows what it'll be next time. It doesn't really make any difference to me whether or not I'm drawing attention to myself or not. But that's just the way it worked out, you know.
Okay, you, as a band, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, wrote a lot of songs, 28 tracks on Stadium Arcadium, and on the singles there are several non-album tracks. Where does this power come from after 23 years of being a band to write that much good songs?
Thanks for calling them good songs. You know, it's just what we wrote, you know. I'm a hard worker, you know, and I think in the case, I'm always writing more music than the band would, you know, would even have time to do. I mean, I spend all, like when we're making a record, I spend all day playing guitar, and I only bring a small percentage of what I write into the studio. Like if I come up with, I might come up with 20 ideas one day, but I'll only bring one of them into the studio the next day. I'll just bring whatever's the very best, you know? And on this album, we're getting along really well. And I think, you know, I feel like everybody wanted to work as hard as I was, you know? So like Anthony, like where on other albums, he stopped at a certain point, you know, where he'd write on other albums, like he'd write like about 19, 20 vocals for songs and lyrics, you know, and that would be more than enough for an album. And he just stopped there. On this album, he didn't stop there. He was inspired by the music. So he wanted to write. He wrote 38 complete songs, you know, and sang them all. So I think more than anything, it has to do with that. Cause as a band, we can come up with music endlessly. You know, if we get together in a room and jam every day, Flea and Chad and I can come up with as much music as there is days of the week, you know, but we could easily come up with a song a day, you know, indefinitely. But lyrics are a different thing, because lyrics take a lot more thought and a lot more time to do. A song, we can come up with a great part while we're jamming and then come up with another part to it automatically and go on inspiration and an hour later have a complete musical song. Whereas lyrics, especially when you're writing a lot of songs, it takes more time and thought and patience a lot of the time one song of lyrics is written over a period of months, you know. I'm changing lyrics of songs to mine right now that you know were started 3 years ago, that now as I look through the lyrics, I feel like they need to be a little different. Lyrics are a real, you're a lot more naked with lyrics. You really need to take your time with them. That's the main reason. I would say Anthony is the main factor in that, because I remember on previous albums him just stopping at a certain point when he'd had enough, when he'd said everything that he had to say. And on this album that never came. He really loved the music and really wanted to write vocals to all 38 tracks that we had all considered to be good, you know.
Will there be a compilation of unreleased tracks if you have 10 more as you need it?
Well, some of them have already been released on B-sides, and there's other ones that are going to still come out on future singles on B-sides. We've made a lot of great B-sides over the years, and I'd love to release them on a B-sides record, but I guess what we're doing is waiting till at a certain point we're going to put out a box set, and that will have every B-side that's ever been done, because there's live ones as well as studio ones, you know. So we could have, like, I'm sure we'd end up having a whole CD of live ones and a whole CD of studio ones, maybe even more than a whole CD, because we really have made a lot of them over the years for these last few albums. I was always really into I'm a big collector of music, and other bands who made really good B-sides like Nirvana and REM and I was always really into collecting their singles, you know. That's a fun aspect of it to me, having B-sides. I like having leftover songs, because it gives the fans who are the more diehard fans, the fans who just buy everything that you do, and it gives them something special that's just theirs, you know. Because a record, while a record of ours might sell like 3 million copies or something, a single will only sell like 10,000 copies. So it's kind of like, it's more for people in the know in a way. And they're the ones who end up getting to enjoy the B-sides is the fans, the more serious fans have something that they can more call their own, you know?
Okay. On Stadium Arcadium, it's a nice mixture of all the typical Red Hot Chili Peppers trademark, the groovy things, funky things, the melodies, the lyrics. It's all kind of typical Red Hot Chili Peppers parts mixed up in songs. Would you think it's the greatest Red Hot Chili Peppers album because you succeeded in putting all these things into one album?
I do think, I mean, to me, I like the fact that it's an amalgamation of all these different styles that we've done before, that before might have been more separated, and I feel like in a lot of ways on this album we've formed a union between styles that on other albums might have been separate songs, or you know, and I feel like we've put everything that's good about the way that we play together in the album, you know. I like it better than our other albums, but I don't claim that means it's better, you know. Who's to say what's, you know, better? I mean, it's all about personal taste. It's all about what somebody, what one individual likes. There's no factual best, you know. It's just whatever appeals to you. This album for me appeals to me more. I feel like I'm more free in my guitar playing, and I feel like we really sound like a band, I don't feel that you could say that about By the Way, and we really sound like we're playing like a unit, and it's raw, and at the same time there's interesting sounds going on, and you know, different sounds coming from here and there that you haven't heard, and I feel like the songwriting's good, and there's good combinations of things where you have a fast, heavy song, but that's also pretty or something. Before it was more just separate, you know. But we've been getting more and more this way. Yeah, to me it feels like we're growing and building, but that's just my perception of it, and you know, it's not. I don't say it means anything, you know.
Okay. I read the next single will be Storm and Teacup.
No?
Oh. Well, post it on your website.
To Joe.
Ah, okay. What will be the next single, do you know already?
You mean After Snow?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's one thing in Europe and it's another thing in America. In America, it's Humpty Bump, for which we have a video directed by Chris Rock, the comedian. He made a video of us, which is very funny. We haven't seen it yet, but I think it's going to be very funny. And in Europe, it's Desecration Smile.
Okay.
Yeah. The Europeans didn't want the funky song and the Americans didn't want a mellow song, so trying to make everybody happy. We have to do two videos, which we're not happy about.
Well, your videos are nice. It's not a loss.
For you, maybe. For me, it's a day of my vacation that I wish I could spend laying in bed.
Okay. I'm doing a newcomer show on Dusting also, where young bands who put their music into the internet to promote it are played. You're putting a lot of your solo music on the internet, let people download it from your website.
I did that a few years ago. Some music that I'd made at home that I knew I never planned on releasing, I gave it to somebody and I said, you can just put this on the internet, let people download it for free. And I'll do some more of that at some point. I definitely have some other music that I could put. Oh yeah, and I also did the demos for Shadows Collide with People, and me singing the songs from Shadows by myself. Yeah, you know, I think it's nice. I think the internet, one of the things that I like about it is that it's a way that a musician can make direct contact with people without having to go through the business world, and just and nevertheless get your music across to people who you don't know personally, or that who you're having no actual personal contact with, you know.
I like
that aspect of the internet. It's only because I'm such a busy person that I don't take. More advantage of it. I always think that I'd like to do more than I do for it. But yeah, those things are cool. I'm sure over the next couple of years, I'll do other things like that.
Do you think it's a good platform for young bands to promote themselves?
Yeah, of course it is. It's great. It's a great way to get your music across to people. And it's a great way for like-minded people who live in totally separate parts of the world to be able to put their heads together, and connect with one another, converse and make friends and all that. I appreciate the internet from afar. I actually don't take much part in it, I'm kind of still living in the 70s.
Okay. They said we've only 50 minutes for the interview, so I would do a few standards. Mm-hmm. For example, IDs, for sure. And, Opima, I noticed it.
I won't do IDs.
Oh, that's great. I can ask more. I can say, oh no, you didn't. Got you asking something. Okay, so let's do on until they...
Yeah, it's too much like doing a commercial. I don't do commercials. I don't do IDs.
Okay, oh. I've got no problem with it. Okay, where were we? Oh, okay, the internet. What are you doing after your tour? I think you need a vacation or something like that.
I do need one, but we have a month off in December, which I'm really looking forward to. That'll be the most time I've had off since a year ago when I had a little 2-week break for Christmas. We've been touring a lot. I'm during that break, I'm going to do some recording for my next solo record, which I can do at my house since I have a studio there at my house, and then we'll just keep touring. We're going to be on tour for a really long time till probably the end of next summer, so I don't really even look at this break coming up as being that much like free time, because what I really need to do more than anything, the first like order of business is to sit in one place and do nothing for a second, and I won't be doing nothing. I'll be reading and I'll be hanging out with my girlfriend and I'll be making food and playing with my cats and listening to records and I'll be doing a lot of those things and taking walks and stuff like that. I need stuff like that because I've been working really hard for a couple of years now, really without much of a break. So, and it's not like when you have a normal job where at the end of the day you sort of hang your hat up. Like for me, like I live this job all the time, and I'm constantly emotionally tied to it, we go through so much problems with each other in the band as four friends trying to function together in a way that's honest and true. We always have disagreements. We always will be so honest and open with each other that it can hurt the other one or put the other one on the defense and stuff like that. And so there's we go through a lot of strange cycles with each other. Sometimes we just imagine that the other guys have some kind of problem with us and there's really nothing at all. Or sometimes there is and you've got to dig for it and dig for it until you find it. So it's a lot like being married to three other people, which as anybody who married knows that's a full-time job, And so I'm really excited about when touring's going to be over, when I can actually have some kind of like thing I would actually call life again. But in the meantime, I'm having a good time being on tour. It's the most fun I've ever had on stage, connecting with my bros, and and you know, we've had a lot of fun lately getting into the improvisational aspect of our playing, and as people, like I said, we're very open with one another, so that really helps to make it a lot of fun, and you know, I'm happy with the direction that I'm going on the guitar and stuff, and interested in changing it into a new, you know, into other directions. I'm happy with the, you know, just with the fact that playing is changing all the time and stuff. And I'm happy on tour to have time to read and meditate and stuff like that. But in general, I'm unbelievably tired, as everybody in the band is right now. Because we've been doing this now. We went straight from mixing 9 months ago to being on tour. You know.
So you won't be on.
You don't know how to stop your phone.
Oh yes, sorry. So you won't be on New Year's Eve with your band. You will celebrate for yourself.
Yeah, I'll just have a nice little time in my backyard. Okay. Probably won't even go anywhere. I desperately need to sit in one place. It's going to be really nice.